Welcome to Storytelling. This week's guest is a talented musician and producer from Englewood, Northern New Jersey in the US. Raised in a musical church environment, his early exposure to music shaped his lifelong passion. Influenced by Englewood's rich musical history, he delved into music production in the 90s, mastering multiple instruments. A graduate of the Institute of Audio Research, he is not only a former member of the band Riff, but also a versatile artist, producer, writer, and engineer. His last single, Love Is All You Need, reflects his commitment to spreading love and positivity in today's world. His latest single, You're a Woman, honours women around the world. In this episode, we explore his journey and dive into the diverse sounds that define his musical expression. Please welcome Kenny J. Wilkins. Hello, Kenny, and welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Miss Debbie Williams. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Great to have you on as a guest. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kenny, I've been listening to your songs nonstop.
Yes.
But your single, Love Is All You Need, carries a really positive message.
Right.
Can you tell us about your inspiration behind the song?
The inspiration behind the song is simply that our world, I don't know what part of the country any of us lives in, I think it's important that we be agents of change and really help correct the universe. We have experienced so many different things around our world. That is an indication of me that it's just a lack of love. The premise behind the song was to just make sure that we put in the atmosphere that love is all we need.
Doesn't matter what your color or creed, black, brown, yellow, or white, with love we'll fix the light, so we can be the same race, the human race. We can learn from another, come together like brothers. Money and sex, religion and race can separate a human race. Let's come together and love one another. Separation in the government, division in the politics. The family fabric's got some issues. Compromise, truth, we don't know what to do. Be love, free from abuse. Everything's so confusing, cause a lie is a new truth. You can't trust what you hear. Conspiracy seems to control your mind with fear.
Free love, spread love, spread love without a reason.
Black, brown, yellow, or white. Come on, grab a hand and hug them real tight.
Yeah, same thing. Love and
show some love, real love, and begin to build again. Love. every nation and every creed. Love is all.
Artists have a responsibility. Anybody that creates have a responsibility to make sure that what they're spewing out in the universe is something that's going to help and not be a problem. You know, love is something that we lack. And that song was based off of just trying to give that back to the universe. If there's one thing we need in this world, it's going to be love. I need to receive it and I'm going to give it. It's got to be something that everybody does and everybody has a hand at doing. If we could get more of that, I believe that our world would be a better place.
Totally agree with you. And you have another upcoming single, which is very timely for International Women's Day. It's called You're a Woman.
Mm-hmm.
What was your inspiration behind this song? Because another really powerful song that you've produced.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about my personality, because it's important to me that we encourage each other. Women, in no uncertain terms, always get the bad end of the stick. Artists sometimes find themselves exploiting them. But again, it's our job for me. It's a job that I kind of take on wholeheartedly to just encourage people. Women particularly kind of get a bad end of the stick in many cases. And I thought it was very, very appropriate to just empower them with a perspective from a male's point of view, that you have males that respect you guys in all the things that you do. You guys are responsible for populating the earth. If that's not power, I don't know what it is. You guys bear children. You guys take on responsibility. I put a post up earlier which basically said that, shoot, if a woman's not doing it, or if a woman doesn't have her hand in it, it's probably not going to work right. You guys are the biggest consumers. You guys run the world, if you will, you know, with that feminine essence and the things that y'all got going on, the things that y'all do. We have to give y'all honor and we have to give y'all praise for all of these things that y'all do. So You're a Woman is just based off of just me wanting to put in the atmosphere again something encouraging our ladies.
What have we done? We treat women so cold. Treat them like they're nothing when she's worth more than gold. Women to me are like diamonds, I love the way they shine. The most precious treasure, I love the way they shine. I see a smiling face, girl with your style and grace. Your spirit fills the room, gives me chills when you enter in. You change the atmosphere, your heart is so sincere. Your love is pure, my lady. From you, your heart is good, just love it. Your soul connects, never broken. And you're a woman, you're divine with confidence, elegant, so compassionate. You have a giving heart with love that's around you.
That's around you.
You're divine, you're on your grind, you're refined, divine. You're a woman,
you're a woman,
you're a woman. Fly away, you're in a
forever broken.
And on behalf of all the women listening, thank you very much.
What does it
mean to you personally to really have this message out? Is there a personal message from you that you wanted to get out there?
The personal message is just simply, we as the men species, we have to give honor to you guys. I don't think in many cases we've been responsible at that. It's important. I think most of the illnesses and the sicknesses that we have in our world is just based off of lack of something. Women, I'm not saying women have a lack of anything. I just think they need support, just like we need support. So I'm not, you know, excluding men at all. But women, particularly around the world, whatever it's the Me Too movement or whatever movement that you're a part of, empowering people and encouraging them, no matter what walk of life they are, what race they are, what their preferences are, whatever it is, we have to give them honor. We have to love them. We have to really support them. So this song is personal to me because I think it needs to be said. Basically that.
And you play a multitude of instruments. Can you tell us what you play and how your musical journey started?
Yeah, my musical journey started way back. I don't want to date myself, but back when I was 5 years old, I'm a church kid. And I grew up in church. And that's basically, I was gifted. My dad was a musician, and his influence and so many other different influences kind of pushed me to do music. I loved it since the first sound I heard, and I don't ever remember life, or I don't know what life would be like without it. I do play a good amount of music instruments, a keyboard, drums, guitar, bass. I do play saxophone a little bit. So I do all of my productions, so everything you hear on all of the songs are produced and written, mixed and mastered and sang by me. I do call in some artists or some musicians that have a whole lot more skill than I do, but that goes along with the territory. But in certain terms and clear terms, I do all of my instrumentation, and I've been doing that for quite a while.
You're also a member of a band as well. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
I was a member of the group Riff, and I just decided to just do something on a personal level, and that's where I am now.
With your diverse musical background, how do you navigate expressing yourself freely in your music without limiting yourself to a specific genre?
You have to be true to yourself. For me, music is music. I don't put a genre on it. I just put, it's something that kind of flows out of my heart. Because I have some sort of knowledge on different other genres of music, it gives a little edge because I can kind of speak to a bunch of different audiences because you understand certain things about different other genres. That's, to me, makes a well-rounded sort of situation. You can write for anybody, you can produce for anybody, you can just do whatever that you true in your heart to do. And having all of those genres and all of those things kind of a part of you, you can kind of touch everything at the same time and with doing one piece. So for me, having all of those genres under your belt makes a well-rounded individual, and you can do anything.
I think that's amazing. And as you say, it's literally just always thinking out of the box and just being true to yourself.
Absolutely, for sure.
But I also want to talk to you what you do outside of this as well, because in addition to your music career, you also have a deep commitment to your family and the community as well.
Yes, my wife fortunately passed away last year. So rest in peace to her. I was married for 21 years. I am a father of three beautiful children and the grandfather, if you will. My dedication to my family is very important. It's as a man, as a father, it's important that we lead our families, that we be there. That is what I hold true to my heart. It's important for me to continue to do that, as I always have, to just be there for my children and be supportive. And unfortunately, I lost my wife, but we've married for 21 years. That should say a lot.
That does say a lot. And it's nice to have the support from your family as well. Are any of them considering following your footsteps?
Yeah, I guess they say my daughter gets upset when I go to her college and I've got my shades on and my hat and she's just looking like that. Why do you do that? And you just look as young as we do. But they enjoy it because I'm the cool dad. You know, I'm not kind of stiff and don't do this, don't do that. You know, they have a journey they have to follow too. And I'm just there to support and just kind of help and lead them in the right direction.
And what's next for you?
I'm going to continue this music. It has certainly been rewarding, not just for all of the accolades, but for me to get out the sound and be positive in the world with my music. That's what it is. So, of course, I have a full-length record album coming out in probably around the summertime. We have tour dates scheduled, more interviews. Just continue to push this positivity out in the atmosphere. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm sure we're going to have some TV stuff we're doing, some scores we're going to do. So I'm going to put that out in the atmosphere and make it happen and have some fun doing what I love.
Kenny, I just want to thank you so much just for sharing your story. I'm sure it's going to mean a lot to a lot of people. Any lasting words you might say to someone who is starting their own musical journey?
Starting your own musical journey, it should be a fun journey. Don't get stuck in a box. Have a tremendous amount of fun. Speak from your heart. Don't follow fads. Do what's true to you, not for anybody else's reasons, but yours.
Kenny, thank you so much for being a guest on this podcast.
Right. Thank you so much.
If you'd like further details about Kenny and to listen to his music, then please follow the links in the show notes.